Hello, debunkers. Good to have you here again today. Well, on today's episode, I kind of took into account the relevance of the month of May. And that, well, the month of May is noted to be the mental health month, right? And yes, there are actually lots of myth in that field too. And so I thought we could, you know, say one or two things about that. And well, I'm not a mental health expert, right? So I spoke with one of my chiefs, yes, a mental health expert, someone that has, you know, lots of love for mental health and, you know, that's been doing so many things. She's actually still doing so many things in that line to help people with mental health condition and create awareness around it. Okay, so today I have with me Dr. Adetone Faloye. She is a senior registrar, psychiatry department in University College Hospital, Ibadan. Well, after now, you'll be hearing our voice, but before that, I'll go on my regular 1 minute break and we'll just jump right into the center of the discussion. See ya.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you could spit out some time to speak on this episode.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be on your program.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so that I'll not waste, more time. Well, really, today, the episode is actually just to address common myths on mental health generally. I know that you are the deputy director of a mental health association, Women's Mental Health Association, ACIDO Foundation to be precise. And I know that you've been practicing, you've been on this mental health thing for, a number of, listeners, Dr. Adetone is my chief, actually, because even through medical school, she was already in her training. So, I know that she's filled with, experiences, and I know that she's so ready to share with us from, you know, the arsenal of her experience. Plus, I know that she's really interested in mental health. She's got so many things ongoing in that line. Plus, in fact, to get on today's episode was it wasn't so much effort because she obliged me. But then I knew that it was out of a very busy schedule before she could come on today's program. And it just goes to say that she takes this really important. She takes it important to reach out to people when it comes to mental health and any opportunity at that. And mind you, it is not just about you listeners gaining from her. I'm here to learn so much from today's episode. Okay, so I would say that, just so they can hear your voice, ma, I want you to officially introduce yourself so that they can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Kolade, for having me. I'm glad to be here. So my name is Adetone Faloye. I am what you call a psychiatrist. I'm at the tail end of my training. I hope to be done in a few months from now. At the same time, I am the deputy director of Women's Mental Health of the ACIDO Foundation, which is a not-for-profit mental health focused organization. I'm a passionate mental health advocate, and I share my views by educating and informing the public, as well as raising awareness about mental health using my social media handles. I'm glad to be here.
Amazing. Okay, so listeners, I hope you know from that voice, you already have a feeling of what we're about to get. Okay, so thank you very much. Anyway, at the tail end of this discussion, I'm going to give out social media handles so that anytime at all, she's very receptive. Oh God, she's amazingly accommodating. So you can be sure that whatever questions you have, she'd be very glad to, you know, attend to you and just listen to you. So just to, you know, go straight into today's discussion, just like we know, when it comes to the debunking doctor, it's about debunking. It's about cutting up myths. And you know, from so many things that are now ongoing, especially around mental health, I see the need to actually clear so many myths, because over time we understand that myths contribute a lot to wrong management. They don't have a very good understanding. They hold on to the lies, and then the lies kind of deprive them of, you know, the care that they really need. And that's the reason I thought, okay, today let's just talk about myths that are related to mental health. Dr. Faloye, from your, I mean, from your experience as a psychiatrist, as you know, someone that is out there when it comes to mental health, which myth have you seen over time, perhaps recurrent, you know, that have been common when it comes to mental health? As much as I want us to talk about the myth, I would also like that you tell us the truth about them. What exactly is true? What is false when it comes to mental health? I'll just listen.
Okay, so there are a number of myths. I hope I remember as many as possible, but I'll try my best. So one common myth is that mental health conditions are spiritual attacks. Okay, that's one common myth. And we'll come to the debunking it. Let me just list out some of the myths I can remember. So, and then another common myth is that once a person is on treatment for a mental health condition, they are going to have to be on medications for the rest of their lives. That's not true. Another common myth is when a person with a severe mental illness bites you, you're likely to catch it. That's another common myth. I think I've talked about three now. And then four. Another myth is most times when people think mental health condition, what they think about often is the man or woman on the road naked, laughing to himself or herself dirty. And I dare say that those are severe forms of mental health conditions, and they actually constitute just about, say, 2-3% of mental health conditions. Then there are many more people with major mental health conditions that we call common mental disorders that don't fall into the category of the dirty, squalid man on the street. And they're a lot more commoner. Depression is a mental health condition. Anxiety disorders fall under mental health conditions. And research has shown us that about 10% of persons at any given point in time, that's 10% would look like 10 out of every 100, right?
Yes.
10 out of every 100 would have what we call these common mental disorders, depression, anxiety, right? So these are four common myths that I can readily think of off the top of my head that people propagate about mental health and mental health conditions. I hope that suffices for now.
That is so amazing. I mean, that's an eye-opener really even for me. Okay, Ma, so if all of these things that you just mentioned are actually myths, could you please help us into the truth about them? What exactly is the truth about these things?
Okay, so one of the myths I talked about is the fact that...
You're like, I'll help you with them because I noted them.
Please go ahead. So we'll take it one after the other.
Attacks. Problem with mental health is a spiritual attack.
Okay, so that's the spiritual attack thing. And I understand why people would think about it that way. That's not entirely correct. Because if it was a spiritual attack, then medications should not work. And there are evidences from research, from tests that have been conducted on people in different parts of the world to actually show that there are changes in people's brains that can be linked to mental health conditions. And then if it was a spiritual attack, then why do Germans have it? Why do Americans have it? They are not as invested in religion as many of us in this part of the world are.
And then how do you think that we can actually come in from here? How can we change the narrative? I mean, even from the entertainment industry as it is for mental health.
Okay, so you have made a very valid point. But I also like to quickly add that those things we watch in our movies are a reflection of our cultural and religious beliefs. Those movie makers simply translate that into entertainment. But it has a strong influence in perpetuating the myths because the media is very powerful. Why are drugs able to treat these conditions? It was a spiritual attack. The solution should be spiritual. But we have many people with mental health conditions who we see in hospitals, who get treated and who get better.
True.
So that argument or that myth that it is a spiritual attack is not, it's something that we need to begin to let go of. because it affects people of different religions, different lineages, even affects people who do not identify with religion. So this is one way for us to begin to look at it. Another way to look at this spiritual thing is, I understand that people tend to give spiritual explanations to things they do not understand. But one question I ask people is, do you understand how you are able to speak with somebody who is thousands of miles away from you in real time? Do you understand how it works? But yet, you trust that phone to make that connection, even though you don't understand how it works. Same goes with mental health conditions. The fact that you don't understand how a chemical in the brain becomes problematic and then leads to behavioral problems does not mean that that is not the explanation. You just don't understand it. The same way you don't understand how you were able to speak with your friend, your spouse, your family member, or how you and I can even have this recording done without being in the same location, without seeing ourselves, and I can hear your voice, and we can do this recording, and we will release it, and thousands of people in different parts of the world who may not even know either of us are able to access this podcast, and yet we believe it. So let me stop there. Wow, that's the first thing.
All right, ma. Well, before we leave this myth in particular, I want to ask a question, because I feel that our entertainment industry have a very huge contribution to myth generally when it comes to health as it is, and of course, mental health. I want to ask, do you think that, you know, the films we see, the way mental health is portrayed in most of the movies we see, can actually be one reason people have this myth or hold on to this myth?
Don't even forget that it is not localized to our set. It's not just a Nollywood thing. There are nuances of such, even in foreign movies. I mean, there are nuances of magic. There are nuances of these things in foreign movies as well. So you're very correct to bring out the fact of the influence of the media in perpetuating these myths. And I would like to say that those are simply reflections of what the society itself believes that the media is portraying. And one of the ways we can address this myth is to have like a kind of collaboration with those in the entertainment industry to begin to gradually rewrite these things, because the same way they have perpetrated the myths, we can also harness their power to perpetuate the truth about it. A number of people are making efforts in this direction. I know a psychiatrist who produced a movie along the themes of depression, and she got really high profile actors in this country to feature in the movie. So these are some of the things that, efforts that people are making. I've seen a number of movies where I think there was something about therapy recently that was showing in the cinema. Yeah, so I think that gradually, even though the pace is slow, people are beginning to paint mental health a bit differently, although we still have a long way to go.
All right, ma. Thank you so much for that, for saying that. Okay, your next myth you mentioned is about starting your medications and then you have to stay on it for the rest of your life.
Okay, so let's quickly get on to that. The first thing people need to know that mental health conditions is not one thing. There are different kinds of mental health conditions. It's not just one type. So because they are different, the treatment would differ. There are those that are acute. There are those that will be chronic. That is, acute ones start and end within a short period. The chronic ones start slowly and last for a long time. And then the approach to treatment also differ. There are those who require drugs. It's not everybody that has a mental health condition that will prescribe medications for. So that's one thing people need to get right. So if we don't prescribe medication for everybody, it means that there are those who will not have to be on medication at all, let alone be on it for the rest of their lives. So that's it. So there are different kinds of treatment. We use drugs, or we use talk therapy, or we combine the two. So it is a myth. It is false to assume that once you have been placed on medications, you're going to be on the medications for the rest of your lives. There are people we treat, I will keep them on medication for about 3 months. After 3 months, we take them out and they never go back to the medications. There are people we treat, depending on their diagnosis, they'll be on medication for 6 months, others on 9 months, others on 12 months. Yes, I must quickly add, there are those that may have to be on the medication for a very long time, but that is not always the case.
That's now very clear. Okay, thank you very much for making that clearer. Okay, the third myth you mentioned is about being bitten by somebody with a mental health condition and then, you know, getting it from the bite.
Yeah, that is also embedded in our cultural beliefs that is also equally perpetuated by the media. It is not possible. Mental health conditions are not transmissible by bites or by or by saliva. I mean, many of them have genetic bases. Others are linked with what we call psychosocial stressors. Stressors in marriages, in finances, in stressors that have to do with unemployment, experiences of bullying, etc. So the bite of a person with mental illness is not responsible for mental illness in another person. Another funny myth that is closely linked to that is when a woman develops a mental health condition following the delivery of her baby, you find people discouraging her from breastfeeding the baby because they erroneously assume that she will transmit whatever it is to the child through the breast milk. That's not correct. So it is not transmissible through breast milk. So these are myths that we need to debunk. Yeah.
And I'm glad you're really doing a very good job at debunking it. And wow, I'm learning so much from here. All right, ma, thank you for that. And the last one you mentioned is about people assuming that it is just the dirty people on the road, you know, the ones that are not well covered, that are on the road. That is all about mental health.
That's erroneous. Number one, as long as you have a brain, you have a mental health. I did not say you have a mental health condition. Every human being living on the surface of the earth has mental health, but not everybody has mental health conditions or mental disorders. Now, I think I mentioned it earlier, that the people will find, sadly, it shouldn't even be, people will find squalid, dirty, talking to themselves, laughing to themselves and picking stuff on the road, constitute a minority of those with mental health conditions. There are many more people who are well-dressed, who are battling with mental health conditions that are not necessarily obvious to the untrained eye. People suffer depression and they go to work and they look well-dressed. People suffer from anxiety and they go to work. There are different types of anxiety disorders. For some of them, it will not show up until they have to face a crowd before you know this person has an anxiety disorder. You know, so those on the road are not the only categories of people with mental health conditions. I made a post today in which somebody was saying, oh, she doesn't really have mental issues like that. It's just that she's been having problems concentrating. She has lost interest in her hobbies. She doesn't have energy and motivation. And I'm looking at her. You have a mental health condition. You have a mental health condition. All these things you have described are classical symptoms of mental health condition. Whatever affects your mood, your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, your behavior is mental health related. You don't have to be talking and laughing to yourself to have a mental health related condition. I hope this captures that particular myth.
Yes, it does. Amazing submission. Thank you very much, ma. Okay, I know that it's been an amazing time with you. And there's something that you would like to say to the children out there, to adolescents, to growing people. I mean, when it comes to mental health, is there a particular message that you have for them? I'd like that you share it with us today. Thank you.
Okay, so I want to wish the children out there a happy Children's Day celebration. But more importantly is that even as a child and an adolescent, your mental health is equally important and you should protect it. Protect your mental health. Don't be a bully. Don't allow yourself to be bullied. Don't do drugs, because if you do drugs, you're likely to come down with a mental health condition. So I think in a nutshell, protect your mental health, don't do drugs, don't be a bully, don't be bullied, and many other things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ma, thank you so much. It's been an amazing time with you on today's episode. You mentioned then that you have social media handles where you, you know, reach out to people and, you know, feed the community with amazing stuff. So I'd like that you share your handle here, Ma.
My Instagram handle is at chatwithdrt at t. My Facebook handle is Adetone Taiwo. Taiwo is my maiden name. I've not changed it. So I think you can catch me on those social media handles. Thank you.
Abi, I'm so happy. I'm so excited to have you on today's episode. Enjoy the rest of your day, I would say. Thank you so much. God bless you so much.
Amen. Bye-bye. Thank you for having me and continue doing the great work you're doing. Yeah.
Yes, ma. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's all about it. Well, let me see, that's how much we can talk about today. I'm sure there will be more. There's more, really, there's more. There are more myths. But then what is important is that when you hear something, make effort, okay? Just take a step forward. Do your own research. Okay, ask questions around it, especially talk to people that actually know, right? If you want to talk about law, you talk to a lawyer, you know, when you have questions. If you want to talk about a certain subject, say biology, you'd rather talk to a biology teacher to take you through, you know, the nuts. Okay, so when it comes to health, of course, it's okay and it makes sense to actually talk to a doctor. So anytime at all, if you have, you know, there's something bothering you, there's something you're not very sure of, there's something you're doubting, well, it's just okay to step out and talk to someone, talk to a doctor, and then get your facts straight. By so doing, you would save yourself lots of headaches, actually, because there's so much that myths and misconceptions bring to us when it comes to our health. Well, having heard from Dr. Faloyi, and I hope you took note of her social media handles too. She's an amazing person. You can talk to her anytime. Just reach out and she's super ready to attend to you and to listen to you. Okay, so I'll say that. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. We'll see the next time that I'm here. Take care of yourself, please. Stay safe and please be security conscious. Have a really wonderful week. Bye.